Om Shanti. This is the 5th Avyakta Murli of last season, 24th February 9, 2017. 6th. The garland is your special memorial. Wear this garland and remain constantly garlanded. This sparkling garland is today's special gift. Again, to revise the things. The first Murli was on mind. Dance of mind. Silence of mind, peace of mind and power of mind. First Murli. The second Murli was on capital, Delhi, trip to Delhi. The third Murli was on trip to 21st January, the first Avyakta day. The fourth Murli was on Yogeshwar. If you want to come in the line of Yogeshwar, what you have to do? The fifth Murli was on unlimited and palace of happiness. This is the sixth Murli. This sixth Murli is on garland. It is Shivratri and Baba is seeing garlands everywhere. How everybody's face is looking like? Shining. One. Some very powerful word. What is that? How everybody's face is looking like? Lal, lal. Absolutely red. You remember this word? It had come in Murli. How everybody's face is like, every countenance is absolutely red. Baba is saying, seeing everybody with this garland. And every face is sparkling. Every garland is sparkling. Every garland is beautiful. And Baba has said at one place, see each other as detached observer. See each other as detached observer. See this garland as a detached observer. And if at all you have less garlands, or if at all some beads of your garland are missing, take those beads from this meeting. If some beads are missing in your garland, take from this place. If you have less garland, try to have as much garland as possible. But of course, Baba loves even the thin garland. Baba loves even the thin garland. And the homework given in this Murli is transformation. The task before you, talking with double foreigners, is transformation. So we will discuss something about garlands. Very beautiful statement in the Murli. If you wear this garland, Maya would get defeated. In Hindi, Har and Har. In Hindi, it is Har and Har. So, if you want to defeat Maya, if you want to become victorious in this battle with Maya, if you want to experience that feeling of triumph, you have to wear some garlands. While revising this Murli last season, we discussed about 16 types of garlands. But today we will discuss 21 types of garlands. And if you are wearing all these 21 types of garlands, Maya cannot dare to touch you, to assail you. Maya cannot come near you. She will get afraid. She will run away. But you should be wearing this garland all the times. It's not that only during Amrit Vela you wear garland and then you are de-garlanded. Or your garland is stolen or gets scattered or broken or is snatched by somebody. Wear this garland all the time. all the time, in all situations. Baba is talking about garlands. I wanted somebody to count. That person has not yet responded. How many times Baba has used the word garland? Somebody can count now. 63? It's such a Murli. So many times the person is using the word garland, 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 garland. Almost every line has word the word garland. Garland, 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 garland. I don't know, but like it's so many times he has used the word garland. And he's actually not talking about this gross garlands. He's talking of some subtle garlands. He's talking of those garlands which you wear, if you wear. You are the most beautiful person on this planet, Earth, if you wear those garlands. So what are those garlands? Let us discuss those garlands in short. First garland, knowledge. If you wear this garland of knowledge, wearing garland of knowledge means churning knowledge. Wearing garland of knowledge means contemplating on the knowledge. Wearing garland of knowledge means thinking about that knowledge, mulling over it, reflecting on it, discussing it, going into the depth of that ocean of knowledge and bringing pearls from that knowledge, that ocean, to revel in that knowledge, to enjoy that knowledge. That knowledge should become our hobby, our habit. That knowledge should run in our veins as blood. That knowledge should become a perennial source of joy. And that thirst for that knowledge should always stay. We should never get satisfied. More and more and more and more. There is a very beautiful poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley, Skylark. Probably this is the first poem I read in my life, and that was from that moment long back when I started composing poetry. Now I gave up from last many years, but that was the first poem, To the Skylark, where Percy Bysshe Shelley has written, he's talking with a skylark. Skylark, you know, Maina, bird. Teach me half the gladness. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. He is talking with the bird. He is telling, teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. He is talking with a bird, telling that bird, please teach me this melody, the sweetness with which you are singing, so that I will also sing. And when I will sing, the whole world will hear one day. Whatever God is speaking, whatever God is narrating, whatever God is singing the song of ecstasy, let me also hear, let me also sing. And when I will sing this song of ecstasy, the world should hear then. Knowledge. First garland is garland of knowledge. Second garland, garland of powers. All powers. All divine powers. And not just in a theoretical manner, but to be embodiment of each of those powers. Third, virtues. Garland of virtues. Let this garland be there all the time. Because we need this garland. Yesterday's blessing, somebody will try to blame you, vilify you. Somebody will cast aspersions on you. That time, you have to change it, turn it, transform it. You have to assume the form of mercy, compassion. It's not your form. If you want to become a charitable soul, you have to not to give sorrow, not to take sorrow. So you cannot even be the one who takes sorrow. If somebody is trying to give sorrow, that is not the sign of a charitable soul. Baba said, yesterday's blessing. So, divine virtues. Third. Fourth. Garland of contentment. Even though we said divine virtues and contentment comes there, but still, contentment itself is a very different thing. we need to have, because Baba has included such so many times this, wear this garland of satisfaction all the time. Then garland of happiness. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, palace of happiness, create, erect an edifice of happiness. So palace of happiness, so garland of happiness. Then garland of purity. Garland of purity. Nothing of this world should be able to violate your purity. Nothing of this world, no person, no scene, no event should come and you are caught unawares. It should come and that thing is coming and suddenly you have fallen down from that elevated stage of purity straight to body consciousness. So always wear this garland of purity. Walk with this garland. I am wearing this garland of purity. Halo of purity, garland of purity, ornaments of purity, decoration of purity. The very being is pure being. Such immaculate, such sacrosanct purity is my nature. Unstained, uncontaminated, unadulterated. So garland of purity. Next. Garland of super sensuous bliss. In Hindi actually, there are two words. One is sukh and another is khushi. But while in English we use happiness for same, both. But actually they are different. Happiness, we said happiness. So that's why here we will use the word super sensuous bliss. Rather than using super sensuous happiness, let's use the word super sensuous bliss. So one is the garland of happiness. Another is the garland of super sensuous, supernatural bliss. Then garland of charitable deeds, punya karma. Throughout the day, try to do as much charitable deeds as possible. They may be very small. They may be as small as sitting in the middle place in car and allowing window to somebody. It could be as smaller than that, as that. We are going down. Let's take somebody along with us. Jagdish Bhai, whenever he used to go down from here, he used to wait here in transport and see if anybody is going down. Come and sit. Rather than going alone. If somebody is going walking, take him. Helping people in small ways. Going out of one's ways and helping. Small helps. So that is that. Then charitable acts. Then garland of duae. Duae, we will translate it as blessings. But we have yet another garland of vardhan. So that's why I am translating that as benediction. Otherwise both in English are known as blessings. So benediction is a better word. Garland of benediction means vardhan. Garland of blessing means duae. Let do small good deeds and get blessings from everybody. Let get blessings from each and every soul. A good Samaritan is the one who has an important work to do. But when he sees somebody who is ill, dress that, help that person and then go ahead. Probably nobody else is there to help him. To help people all the time in their smaller, in as little ways as possible, is to earn their blessings. Dadi says, Dadi Janki says, whenever I get any problem, any disease or any ailment in the body, I get all right very fast. Because I have loads of blessings on my head. The whole world's blessing. Trucks of blessings. Tons of blessings. Those blessings are moving her, in fact. So it's like that. Nine then, yeah?
9 and 10 related, because you do benediction, you get blessings.
Of course, no, here I am talking of, when I talk benediction, I means vardhan, means whatever vardhan, whatever benedictions Baba has given us, like he says, may you be powerful, may you be that way, those blessings, may you be easy and charitable, may constant yogi, may you be pure, may you be this and may you be that. Baba has given a lot of benedictions. So benediction is a, it's actually a word comes from Christianity, it means blessing. So that garland. Next garland, garland of Soman, that is self-respect. Keep on remembering who I am, 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 who I am. From where I have come, what is the purpose? These are the basic questions of life. And don't come to the answer so fast. I am soul. Don't come to this. Wait. Don't say I am not body and I am soul. This is not so simple answer. Wait. Who I am? Am I just a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a teacher, a doctor, an engineer? What? No, probably no. Not this, not this. Neti, neti, neti. Negate everything. Not this, not this, not this, not this. Then what? Tattvamasi. I am that. Thou art that. I am this. I am that. That luminous point of light. I am that spark of luminosity. I am that spark of sentient being. I am that pure consciousness. Come to that gradually, not immediately. Whenever, even when you start sit for yoga, don't immediately come to that. Wait. First, negate everything. This is one way. Actually, two ways of doing yoga. Straight away start with I am soul. Another way is, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. And then you come, who I am? I am soul. And then you begin your journey. That is also one of the ways. Then, garland of fortune. Bhagya. Garland of treasures. Next. Khazane. Garland of prapti. Attainments. Then garland of, rather than calling it powerful thoughts, I will say powerful awareness. It is smriti. So it will become powerful awareness. Garland of powerful awareness. Then, garland of perfection. Sampannata, Sampurnata, Samipta. These are the three words Baba uses. Sampannata, Sampurnata, Samipta. Perfection, completeness and closeness. Proximity, intimacy. You know the word intimacy? Whenever they use the word intimacy, they always think of sensuality. Intimacy means sensuality. But is there something which is known as spiritual intimacy? Where the soul feels I am near Supreme Soul. Where the soul feels that I am, all the rays of those divine rays are upon me and I am going near, near, near and merging in that Supreme Soul and becoming one with Him. That is those moments of ecstasy, those moments of rapture, those moments of super sensuous ecstasy. These are known as spiritual ecstasy. Probably nobody has spoken on this in the literature of the world. They have not used the word intimacy as regards spirituality. They always talk, intimacy means man, woman, that's what they think of. That's what is intimacy. To be near. Physically near. But this is spiritual proximity. Spiritual intimacy. So, garland of perfection. It's same. Same garland. Perfection or closeness or completeness. Sampannata, Sampurnata, Samipta. How many we finished? 16. 18. You are always less. About what? Which one? They all are three. One. 16. Then, garland of, what is remaining? Mercy, no. Good wishes, yeah. Good wishes and pure feeling. Garland of good wishes and pure feelings. That is not garland. Then, yeah, garland of God's love, Paramatma Prem. Garland of God's love. Next, garland of God's company. Then, garland of God's union. Union with God or meeting with God. Garland of Prabhu Milan, you can call it. You know, a lot of English words are coming into Hindi nowadays. The word Kismat is in English dictionary. Jagannath is a Hindi word. It has come into English. Juggernaut. The one who is the master of things. So many Hindi words are trespassing and entering into English. It will always be there because everyday language gets enriched by new words. And yeah, and the root is Hindi. People say Sanskrit. Baba say Hindi, but it is of course Hindi, but not this Hindi which we speak here. So, garland of God's love, garland of God's company, garland of God's union, garland of God's canopy. I think now it is 21.
Yeah.
Yes. If you have more, please add. Baba said you can add whatever you want. But he of course loves even the one who has a very thin garland. But we should not have thin garland, we should wear all these garlands. Lot of garlands. And then move. And don't take out the garland, Sushil bhai, anytime. Even while sleeping, keep all the garlands around your neck. That is actually make it the last 21st, that completion, perfection or the completeness. That is the last garland. We start with knowledge, first garland and 21st garland. These are the 21 garland for 21 births. And Baba said, you should have these garlands all the time so that you can become Mayajit, so that Maya gets defeated. And have this garland all the time. So the entire Murli is focused or centered around this one word, garland. The first Murli focuses on mind. The second Murli focuses on capital. The third Murli focuses on 21st January. The fourth Murli focuses on Yogeshwar. The fifth Murli focuses on Mahal of happiness. And this an unlimited. And this Murli, one word, focuses on garland, garland, garland. So somebody should count it. And I will tell that tomorrow then. Om Shanti.